Today's devotional is based on John 5, verses 30 to 47, and it was written by Lynn Cox. What patience God has with our unbelief! Jesus has healed a sick man physically and spiritually, and been repaid with persecution from a group of Jews. Blind to the grace and mercy we readily see in Jesus' acts toward the man, they have called Jesus to account for performing work forbidden on the Sabbath. We enter the middle of Jesus' response to their accusations, confident that we side with him and anticipating his delivery of a theological coup de grace. Thank God that is not what Jesus does. Instead, he affirms that he has no power of his own. Like them, he must seek the will of God to be empowered. In a subsequent debate, Jesus will claim that he can testify rightly to his own actions, but here he submits to the human standard that requires the testimony of others. He reminds his accusers of the witnesses that testify to them about his identity: God his Father, John the Baptist, the works the Father has assigned to him, the Scriptures, and the Law of Moses. Submission to God in love and faith are all that is necessary for them to recognize the truth of their testimony. Jesus' word to his opponents is also a word to us. We may hear it echoed in the directive to believers in James 1, verses 5 to 7. God gives wisdom, the ability to recognize and respond to God's truth, generously and without hesitation to those who ask for it in faith. When, like Jesus' accusers, our study, prayer, and worship are shaped more by our devices and desires than by the love of God, we must not expect to receive anything from the Lord. This word to everyone who claims a relationship with the Father is both hard and full of grace. God does not hesitate to call out whatever constitutes our double-mindedness, but in Christ, he simultaneously invites us into loving relationship, thus proactively making his will and way available to us by faith through the Scriptures, the testimony of the saints, the fellowship of believers, and the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit. Lent grants us time and space to see where we stand in response to God's invitation. Let us pray. Thank you, Father, that in love you have revealed yourself to us in Jesus, and invite us to know you more and more by faith. Match our desire to know you and do your will to your desire for us. In Jesus' name, Amen.